John Howell and Ray Stevens here on Double Dallas, talking to newsmakers, decision makers all morning long. Senator Dick Durbin joining us. Now, yesterday, the Democrats got together on the Senate side, held the floor up until midnight last night to essentially say the Republicans are crafting this health care bill, which they'll reconcile with Paul Ryan's health care bill, under the cover of darkness, and it should be out in the open so we can debate it. Here's Chuck Schumer.
Why are my Republican friends engaging in this farce of a legislative process? Why are Republicans willing to engage in such blatant hypocrisy, contradicting all of the things they've said about good procedure in the Senate? What are they afraid of? There's only one reason why Republicans are doing this. They're ashamed of their bill.
Well, let's start there with Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, our senior senator, returning guest here on Double Dallas. Senator, I said a few minutes ago, the Democrats, thou protest too much, because wasn't this the exact same thing in reverse 8 years ago during Obamacare?
Oh, it was significantly different. We had 50 hearings, 25 straight days on the Senate floor where we took amendments. Over 300 amendments were taken, 150 plus from the Republicans themselves who all voted against it. So it was well known and had been published on websites. The bill was out there. And this is just the opposite, John. We haven't seen this bill. No one has seen it. I asked the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Price, last week, what do you think of the bill? He said, I haven't seen it. He's in charge of implementing it. So you wonder how we can be called on to change the healthcare system of America with a secret process and a bill we've never seen before.
Do you think July 4th is not realistic whatsoever? Even Marco Rubio and John McCain came out and said, we're going to need significant time to look at what they finally put together.
Well, here's what it gets down to. It's three. If three Republican senators say this is wrong, we cannot change the healthcare system of America in secret. If they say that, then Senator McConnell has to go back to the drawing board. And I hope that drawing board has a spot for both a Democrat and a Republican. After the terrible incident last week where Steve Scalise, the Republican congressman from Louisiana, was shot, there was a real feeling of bipartisanship here on the Hill. I went to one of the Republican senators who's leading this effort and said to him, this is the moment. For goodness sakes, ask for a meeting and bring us together and issue the challenge that we do something constructive for the first time this year to make this health system better for everybody.
Is there any credence to Mitch McConnell saying if we do bring it out in the open at this point, it'll be picked to death by special interests?
Picking to death is, I guess, one way to look at it, but it's also the way the legislative process works in a democracy. You put the bill out in public and you offer amendments. The Republicans did, as I mentioned, over 150 of them to the Affordable Care Act. If we can improve it, let's do it. But this notion that, we've got to keep it in secret because, otherwise special interests will get a grab at it. Well, so will ordinary members of the Senate and both parties get a grab at it, as they're supposed to.
Senator Dick Durbin joining us here on WDLS.
Senator, 21-year-old kid from college, from Cincinnati, goes to school, decides that he wants to venture into North Korea. 15 months after his captivity, Otto Warmbier comes back basically in a body bag. He's in a coma. They call it, he was basically awake, but he was unresponsive. What do we do now? What is our response as a country to North Korea, to the way that this kid was sent home to us? What's your take on all this? I know you're a guy that has a heart. I know you care. What do we do? What's the repercussion for North Korea and their roly-poly little dictator?
Well, I can tell you that when I heard yesterday that Otto Warmbier had died, it broke my heart to think these parents who've been just praying for the day for his return saw him come back in such a compromised state and then almost immediately pass away. What a heartbreak for that family. I picked up the phone and called John Kerry, and I reached him and said, John, tell me, what did you do when you were Secretary of State? Well, he said, we met with the family. We went through third parties. We did everything we could. But he says, this man who's running North Korea is just unreasonable and irrational. And we couldn't get through to him. And they were clearly torturing and hurting this young man and eventually killed him. What do? Well, we make it clear that nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula are unacceptable, particularly those that threaten our allies and now the United States. I was just in South Korea about 3 weeks ago. We're going to have the new president of South Korea in Washington soon. We have to join together with them and make it clear that we're going to stand up against this tyrant in North Korea, this barbaric treatment that he showed to our own American who was detained there. And we need the help of China to make that happen.
Would you include, if the president so asked you for your recommendations, do you think a military action is within the range of options?
I can tell you that the sad reality is that Seoul, Korea, the largest city in South Korea, is 35 miles away from the border of North Korea. The North Koreans have artillery and missiles poised and placed to kill hundreds of thousands of people in Seoul, South Korea, immediately. Any military action we take has to put that into the calculation, that there are so many innocent lives that will be lost, including an awful lot of Americans. We have 28,500 American troops in South Korea. So we've got to be extremely careful on the moves we make, that we don't precipitate a military reaction from this madman.
Senator Dick Durbin, I know you're keeping your eye on Springfield, too. Yesterday we had Senate President John Cullerton on. He contends he's made plenty of moves towards Bruce Rauner to try to get this this budget passed. They've passed a balanced budget. That's his contention. A little later on this morning, we'll have a Christine Rodonio from the Republican side to refute that. What do you think will lead to a break in the logjam in Springfield?
Well, I can tell you John Cullerton has stepped up. His caucus has voted for unpopular things that have to be done to solve this budget crisis. And now he's calling on everyone to do the same, for the governor and the House to do the same. And I want to give a shout out to Christine Rodonio. She's in a tough position, but she did sit down with Democratic Senator Cullerton and try to work out a way to resolve this. I give her kudos for that, and I hope she'll continue in that vein in the closing days. Here's what's at stake. All of the federal highway projects will come to an end on June 30th in our state if we don't do something. That means 25,000 people will be out of work, good paying jobs right there in Illinois. And construction will stop. We'll spend millions of dollars barricading and protecting the work that's already been done. It's a waste of money, waste of time, and a job killer for us to continue this budget crisis.
At what point do you guys that sit there in the big fancy chairs? I mean, in last Wednesday, you guys came together. You'd mentioned it earlier. You know, there was a feeling of partisanship. At what point do these guys not in Illinois not just say, listen, sooner or later, we've got to get this done. We look like fools. It's not good for the state. I mean, you got to come together sooner or later, don't you?
Well, we've done it. I mean, the history tells us that for years, Republican governors, Democratic legislatures have had a budget. This is the first time that we haven't had one. And I think we have the worst situation in the nation when it comes to our bond rating, the interest that taxpayers in Illinois are paying for the ordinary expenses of government. This has to be done, and it needs to be done immediately. It is a self-imposed recession on the Illinois economy. Towns like Carbondale and DeKalb and Macomb and Charleston are devastated by the impact of cutbacks at universities. It'll take us 10 years to turn this around, but we've got to start tomorrow. Get it done.
Senator, we'll have to leave it there for this morning. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Take care. Senator Dick Durbin joining us here on WLS.